Good morning. Good evening, whenever you listen to this. I'm recording this in the morning. Just dropped off my kids for their very, very first summer break day at the nanny's house. Now, we don't have them stay at the nanny's too often, but my wife went back to work a couple days a week just recently. She's a really, really motivated person as well, and she just couldn't do the stay-at-home mom thing, which I don't blame her at all. We have an amazing, amazing nanny. So the kids dropped off there, and I'm heading to work. And I wanted to record something on the way to work. The next couple weeks are going to be pretty darn fun. Number one, we're wrapping up some more renovations at our house, which we should be. We're nearing the end of it. Finally, when we do, we'll post pictures on Instagram. Go follow me on Instagram, Trevor.Mauch, M-A-U-C-H. Follow me on Instagram, y'all. I post a lot of stuff behind the scenes at Carrot. I'm going to start posting more content, like how-to kind of tactical stuff and how to get better results online. Well, you see a lot of kind of behind the scenes me as an entrepreneur over there on Instagram. So check it out, Trevor.Mauch on Instagram. So heading to the office. And one thing I want to go through with you really quick is on ambition, on happiness, on some lessons I've learned to kind of like shortcut all the hard work, all the time, energy that goes into making money and achievement and ambition, and go straight for the happiness. Now, this is something I think a lot of us struggle with, especially high achieving entrepreneurs, ambitious people. We struggle with being content. We struggle with struggle with happiness on a daily basis. I know it's kind of funny where a lot of people will look at guys and gals like us, if you're in a position where you are making the money that you wanted to make, and people probably look at you like, hey, you've probably got it made. You know, you're probably at the ultimate pinnacle of happiness. And once I get there, then I will be happy. Then I will have what I want. Then I will, you know, will finally have reached that contentment in my life. And I can tell you that it's not the case. And a couple cool examples here that I want to run through. So going all the way back to 2010, I went kind of on a whim to Costa Rica. And I was in Costa Rica for an event that was supposed to be a marketing event with my buddy Chris Brisson. Him and his family from Florida are actually coming out next week and staying at our house. He's a business partner of mine in a company called Call Loop. And they also have a product called Sales Message that's blowing up. So go check it out, salesmessage.com. But Chris started that company in 2009 or 10. I invested in it. And around that time, him and I were going to go to Costa Rica for a business event. And the business event ended up turning into an event called Awesomeness Fest. I'm not sure if any of you guys have ever heard of Mind Valley, the company Mind Valley. But Mind Valley is an amazing, I don't know what you call it, but I guess kind of self-help, kind of a self-improvement publisher. And they're a really, really big one. And they work with amazing, amazing experts. And this was the very first time they'd ever done Awesomeness Fest. Now, Awesomeness Fest is a big deal nowadays, but this is the first one. And so this is in Costa Rica, 2010, I believe it was. And I went there with a buddy of mine, Brad Costanzo. And Brad is just one of the best marketers I've known. He has an amazing, amazing podcast called Bacon Wrapped Business. Go check it out. He has awesome stuff over on Bacon Wrapped Business. And Brad and I were there in Costa Rica, and there was a speaker named Sri, I'm going to totally butcher his name, named Sri Kura Morale. I'm going to post in the show notes somewhere. Brendan, if you're listening to this, man, I'll post in the show notes. But basically, he wrote a book that really, in a simple, simple way, breaks down how to be happy. And it's simple stuff. And when he was up there talking in front of the stage, I mean, there was amazing, amazing speakers there. Joe Polish and Shree and, Vishen Lakhiani and Lisa Edward. So many amazing speakers that were there speaking. And he basically said this. He said, to give some context too. So he taught the most popular class in all of Stanford graduate school that basically teaches happiness. It's the most popular class that people keep on coming back to year and year, over and over again. They actually have an alumni group of just this class where they get together quite often and share their experiences because it's so impactful for people. And the nexus of what I took away from that and how I'm going to fast forward it into something that happened in the last couple of weeks is this. As he said, so often us as high-achieving people, not even high-achieving people, just any individual out there, we look at what we don't have and we go, okay, once I achieve this, once I have that, once this is in place, then I will be happy. If this happens, then I will be happy. The if-then complex, he calls it. The if-then complex is oftentimes the one thing that's in between us and happiness. If I receive this. If this happens, if I achieve this, then I will be happy. Then I will be achieved. Then I will be content. Then I will be, then I will be, then I will be. Okay. And I know I will go in those circles on a really, really regular basis where I've got to pull myself out of it, where I go, man, once I hit this level in my business, then I'll finally be able to write the book. You know, once I hit this level in business or income, then I'll finally be able to do X. Once I hit this level in my passive income, then I'll finally pull back and like really enjoy life, right? And I can tell you for me, and I'm not saying this is right for everyone, but I think for probably 80% of you listening to this, when you hit those levels, you don't stop. When you hit those levels, you keep on going. You set a new goal, you're setting a new bar, and then all of a sudden, now your new happiness gauge is that new thing that you haven't achieved yet. And we're continually on this spiral of basically lack of contentment, not being happy because of the if-then complex. If I achieve this, if I hit this, then I will be happy. So I want to fast forward up to Carrot Camp. So we just opened the doors for Carrot Camp Fall, and I just go to carrotcamp.com, carrotcamp.com. Carrot Camp Fall, we're going to be capping that off at 15 people hard, 15 people, and all has to be all experienced, all amazing investors making six figures or more. And this last round of Carrot Camp was just really, really amazing. 12 amazing entrepreneurs. Brad Chandler, the largest home buyer in the country, or one of the largest. Dustin from Utah, they're just crushing it. They're doing millions in profits, and a bunch of other amazing people there. Okay, I mean, each person I named, if I were to name them, they were like, they're going to be, oh, just top-notch people. Okay, so one thing that we do here at Carrot, and I have on my desk, is something called a gratitude box. And probably 4 or 5 years ago, I started writing thank you cards. I started writing postcards, and anywhere I would go for travel, I would go to the convenience store, the airport, the airport store, and I'd grab 4, 5, 6 postcards, okay, and I'd get them from that location. And so after a while, I started to have, you know, a couple dozen, several dozen postcards from all around the world stacked up on my desk. And anytime I thought of someone, or anytime I had a moment where it was a slack moment, and what I mean by a slack moment is those moments where you're probably right now picking up your cell phone and looking at your notifications on Facebook. You're probably picking up your cell phone. If you use Slack, the software for team communication, you're probably picking it up and looking at that. Or you're looking at something to distract yourself because you're not intentionally filling that time with something meaningful. I call it slack time. Okay. So anytime you have slack time, rather than picking it up and just filling it with notifications and something for that dopamine hit to make you feel good about the likes or looking at what people ate today, fill it with gratitude. Fill it with writing, picking up one of those postcards. And the first person that pops in your mind that you're thankful for, it could be anything. Thankful for them, thankful for something they did, thankful for something that you want to do with them, or a relationship with them, or whatever it is. You thought about them. Doesn't matter. Pick it up, write them a note, pop it in the mail that day. And if you do one or two of those a day, I can tell you over the course of a year, your life is going to change. Okay. It's not just something where, you know, oh, it's like a little bit of change. I'm telling you, if you do one of those a day, your life is going to change. Okay, 365 thank you notes, gratitude things you're casting out to the world that other people are going to receive. Okay, I can tell you every single time I write those handwritten notes, not send out cards. Okay, handwritten notes, the impact is massive. I will get text messages, I will get notes back, I'll get emails saying how thankful they are that I thought about them, and it's genuine. It's not a tactic. It's genuine that I'm sitting down and being grateful for having that person in my life in one way, shape, or form, or being grateful for having the opportunity to forge a better relationship with them. Okay, so what we ended up doing was after the postcard thing, I said, okay, how can I make this more achievable for our team? So Jen, my assistant, found these boxes called gratitude boxes. We'll link them up in the show notes where you guys can buy them yourself. It's about $30, I think, and it's a thank you note every single day of the year. So 365 thank you notes. And what we did at Carrot Camp is on day two of Carrot Camp, each day you get a different swag bundle as a Carrot Camper. And it's all carrot themed, but things very, very useful that you can use that are going to make an impact in your life or your business. Okay, so day two, I think it was one of the Carrot Camp swag bomb ideas was giving you guys a gratitude box, the same ones we have in the office. And so I encourage the Carrot Campers, hey, before you leave or within this next week, make sure that you spend that 5 minutes to write 1, 2, 3 thank you notes. I can just tell you, when you do that, you get out of the if-then complex. If I achieve this, when I achieve this, then I will be happy. And you get in the gratitude, the gratitude mindset, like my friend Seth Buechli says. He wrote the book Ambition. I interviewed him on the podcast way back in the first 25 or so episodes. He's going to be coming on the podcast again about a second book on mentorship. But Seth basically says that happiness is not achieved through happiness is not seen through achievement. Okay, you don't get gain happiness through achievement. On the other side of achievement, you gain happiness on the other side of gratitude. Okay, you don't gain happiness on the other side of achievement, because when you do that, you basically just once again bump the bar out again, and you're chasing after something else. You can never be happy. Okay, so it was really, really cool. I want to read this. I want to read this to you. Okay, so I got a Voxer message from one of the Carrot Campers. We set up a Carrot Camp Voxer group during this, and actually, there's a private Facebook group for Carrot Camp alumni as well. So if you want to join Carrot Camp, the spots are going to fill up. We haven't sent an email out about it as of the time I'm recording this. We haven't done any of that yet. Okay, if you want to join Carrot Camp, go to carrotcamp.com. Get it during the early bird pricing if it's still available by the time you're getting there, and the spots will fill up fast. The next one is not going to be until probably May of next year, so it's a ways off. But I got this Slack message from David Wolf, one of the Carrot Campers. He's a really, really high-level entrepreneur and investor out of Florida. He sent me a picture, and we'll put it up in the show notes. And it has an address on it for someone in Destin, Florida, that he's writing this thank you card to. And he's in his kitchen, it looks like, feet crossed, taking a picture of the card. And it says, first gratitude card on its way. Thanks for a great, simple hack to skip all the money-making stuff and going straight to increased happiness. Now, let me reread that. Thanks for the great, simple hack to skip all the money-making stuff and going straight to increased happiness. So us as entrepreneurs, oftentimes what we're doing is we're chasing after growing these businesses and cashing those checks and growing our income for happiness. We think that by hitting that extra $5,000 a month or $20,000 a month or $100,000 a month, it's going to lead to happiness. Usually it leads to an ego boost. Usually it leads to achievement, and it's a short-term ego boost and happiness kick. You get a dopamine hit by hitting that. And also you walking around, I'm saying this from personal experience, you get a little hit by walking around and going, man, like I make a lot of money. And that sounds cool, but I can tell you it goes away really, really, really fast. And if we don't have these techniques, if we don't have these things in place to help us deal with and amplify happiness instead of amplifying just revenue and in goals that always move, I can tell you're not going to be content. You're not going to be happy no matter how much money you have. There's been a rash I don't even want to bring this up on the podcast, but I think it's so important because it fits in with this topic so, so, so well, is there's been a rash of celebrity suicides lately. And man, it's I'm kind of perpetuating exactly what I don't want to perpetuate, so I apologize about it. But it seems like every time there's one out there, it blasts around the news. Everyone sees, oh my gosh, this person who seemingly has it all, if they can't be happy, then how do I have a chance? Like if you're in a spot right now where you don't have the income or the lifestyle or the life or the business that you want, and you're not happy right now, and you see someone like that who does have everything materially, that you'd be going after and they're still not happy, that's really, really discouraging, right? Because we go, oh my gosh, if that guy, if Anthony Bourdain or if Robin Williams or if this person or that person, Kate Spade, all these amazing tragedies of just such smart people who had so many gifts to give to the world, if they couldn't put up with life anymore and they had everything materially, how is it that I have a chance? You have a chance by leading with gratitude, love, friendship, and just going straight for the happiness, like David said. Okay, the money-making stuff helps to pay the bills. But I can tell you, as your business grows, what having more money does is creates more responsibility. Now you have more things you need to look out for and look after for. Now you have a larger income that you're kind of like nervous and protective of, and then you're working even harder because you don't want to lose that because you worked your butt off to get to that level. Okay? So pick a number. Some people call it your freedom number, whatever you want to call it. Pick a number that is the number that's going to get you exactly where you want to be, that's going to truly release you to have that entrepreneurial freedom, to have the freedom, the flexibility, the finances so you can make an impact. What is that number? For most people, it's not over $20,000 a month. I can tell you my lifestyle has not changed once I hit $20,000 a month, over $100,000 a month. I mean, here at Carrot, this being transparent, you know, we'll do $500,000 a month. Now, that's an amazing business, right? I can tell you I'm not any happier now than when I was making $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Zero extra happiness, Okay. Where my extra happiness comes from is not from the money at all. I can honestly say that because I'm not out there spending it and doing things. And of course, people are going to say, well, of course you can say that because you have it. Like, let me experience it for myself and I'll be the judge of that, right? And I was the guy who said that too. And I would not listen to my mentors. I would keep on telling my mentors, well, yeah, but maybe that's because you don't have this figured out. Well, yeah, but whatever. Okay. Unless you have a massive, massive mission that requires a bunch of money, Elon Musk, he cannot go to Mars without billions of dollars, okay? So he would not be happy and content if he didn't have all that money and didn't have a business, didn't have multiple businesses doing in the billions, because he wouldn't have the resources to reach his purpose in life, okay? So what's yours? What's yours? I know for mine, we're wanting to change Roseburg, Oregon. We're wanting to change rural Oregon. We were just up in Portland getting an award. We were only one of four companies not in Portland out of 100 in the 100 fastest growing companies in Oregon awards. We were one of four not in Portland. That to me is important because now we can start to tell that story and tell entrepreneurs, man, you guys can do this company, these types of companies from anywhere. You don't have to be in the big city if you don't want. Come down to Roseburg. Come to small cities where you have a lot better quality of life. I feel anyway. You know, no traffic, amazing friends, amazing access to opportunities for recreation. Now, you're not going to have the shopping. You're not going to have the restaurants. There's some cool restaurants here, but I don't have a choice of going to 100 of them. Okay? But that's part of our mission. So I don't have to grow my business into the billions to achieve that, but I do have to grow it. I do have to grow it, you know, well, even beyond where it is now, so we can buy up some buildings downtown. We can attract other people, and things are already starting to happen that way. Okay? Another part of my big mission is to really amplify leaders and add humanity to business. I want you guys to go out there and build businesses that add humanity, not subtract it. I want you guys to build businesses that add value to your communities so people are fired up to work with businesses. So many people today in the political climate are bashing business. They say business subtracts value and subtracts happiness from the communities. I beg to differ. I think business is ran right. Business adds happiness, adds value to the community. Okay? We want to build business in a way that does that and inspires you guys to do the same thing. So we have to build a business that touches tens and tens and tens of thousands of customers in order to reach that impact. Money happens to be the result of it. Okay? So let's take this thing full circle. Action item for you right now this week. I want you to go down to the store and buy 10 postcards from your local area. And I want you to write one postcard a day for the next 10 days. One postcard a day for the next 10 days. I can guarantee you that your happiness level will be almost at its peak within the 5 minutes that you're writing that postcard and the 5 minutes after. I can guarantee it to you. Okay? Where we get unhappy is when we're comparing ourselves against people that have things that we don't. Where we get unhappy is where we compare ourselves against a future self, future ideal self that we're never going to reach because we always move the bar once we get there. When we get unhappy, we compare ourselves against the things we don't have versus the things that we do have and being grateful for them. So like Seth Buechley says, do a gratitude adjustment today. Go get 10 postcards, go get 10 thank you cards, whatever it is. Write one thank you card or gratitude note per day for the next 10 days. Report back to me on our Facebook channel or ping me directly and say the impact that it made to you and tag me with a picture of your first or next gratitude card or postcard you're sending out to someone. Let's start a movement. Let's start a movement. Okay, if we can all do one gratitude note a day and we can share that with other people, we can spread that joy to other people, I can guarantee you this world's going to be a happier place. And I can guarantee you the world's going to be a more giving place rather than people subtracting and sucking value out of people. Start it. You be the start of that. Share it with me on Facebook. Tag me on Facebook. Tag me on Instagram. Whatever it is, follow me on Instagram so you can tag me. Trevor Mach, M-A-U-C-H. And tag me with one of your things. Hashtag it. Let's make up a hashtag right now. Hashtag it with gratitude. Gratitude. Let's see. Daily gratitude. Hashtag daily gratitude. Okay. Hashtag that with great daily gratitude. Take a picture of it. Put it on Instagram or Facebook. Hashtag daily gratitude and tag me to it. Okay, I want to see a bunch of you guys and gals doing this and taking on this challenge because I can guarantee you all the money you're chasing is not going to make you happy at all. Okay, up until that $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a month mark, those help to cover the bills. Those help to get your back against the wall, from off the wall. Those help you to leave your old job that you don't like. But what happens after that? What happens even during that? Let's say you're not even making $5,000 a month yet from your business. No big deal. Write those darn gratitude notes. I can guarantee you're going to be happier in your current life than you ever, ever were a week or two ago, comparing yourselves against those people in Facebook groups that say that they're rolling in it, or people on my podcast even, right? So I love you guys. Daily gratitude, hashtag. I want to see those posts. And don't get in the if-then complex. If I achieve this, when this happens, then I will be happy. Be happy today. Do what David said. And I'm going to read this again because this is so important and so impactful. I love the way he said it. Thanks for the great simple hack to skip all the money-making stuff and going straight to increased happiness. I want increased happiness for you. Let me know how it goes. All right. Give us a rating review over on iTunes. If this podcast hit you in some way, shape, or form, if it hit you in the gut, slap you upside the face, hit you between the square between the eyes, let me know if this impacted you. Because this for me is one of my biggest struggles. I'm an ambitious guy. And it's really easy in the circles that I run in to compare myself against other people. I did a podcast just recently where I was up in Canada and then in Boise with multiple people worth well over $100 million. And you start to look at that and go, whoa, what are they doing that I'm not doing right? You know? And then I had to really snap myself back into it. I'm like, I don't want their life, though. I don't want their life. I just want to build a business that serves me, my mission, those around me. You know, I don't want their life. I can't have their life. They're different people. I'm not them. They're not me. So I'm going to do me. I want you to do you. And let's start with gratitude. Have an amazing rest of the week. Leave a rating or review if this hit you in any way, shape, or form. Hashtag daily gratitude with your first or next gratitude dose, card, thank you card, whatever you're going to do when you send out in the mail. All right. We love you guys. Subscribe on iTunes. If you're not subscribed yet, we have some amazing, amazing interviews and case studies coming. Some amazing ones. I'm so pumped about them. Make sure you are subscribed, because we send you these podcasts a week or two in advance before we ever post them on the blog. And oftentimes we actually have contests that the first 10 people get access to prizes, free books, things like that. And they're always the people who are subscribed to the podcast, okay? Because you get access to it early. The awards and prizes always go to the subscribers, and we want you to be one of them too. All right, go to carrotcamp.com if you're interested in joining us this fall to fill up one of those one of those 15 spots. We haven't even emailed it out yet, haven't even social media it out, but we already have several spots filled. Once we start to email it out and get it out there after this podcast, it's going to fill up fast. All right, have an amazing rest of the week. We have two customers actually visiting the office the next 2 weeks. Paul DeCampo out of San Diego is going to be visiting the office this Thursday or Friday. He's going on a road trip with his family. He said, I'm going to stop in and check out Carrot and hang out with the Carrot team. And then another one, Richard Fields from Dallas, Texas, is coming up to visit his friend who lives in Roseburg. And we're going to be hanging out at the end of the month. And then also next week, my friend and business partner from my software company, my other software company, Call Loop and Sales Message. Chris owns the company. I'm an investor and advisor in it. Him and his family are coming up next week as well to stay at the house. I got to get out of here. Get into the office. Love you guys. Have an amazing week.